Dear citizens of the world, this is Padmini Arhant. I welcome you all to the presentation. The topic is World Political Status Quo. Independence is a myth, especially in the so-called democratic systems functioning as proxy for forces submissive to destructive doctrine. The shadow authorities' unbridled control over politics, economy, national defense, communication media sparing no outlets, and entertainment, religion, social cause, and environment is directly responsible for human suffering and degeneration. Any issue at the community to national level is dependent on political governance and policy that is no longer representative of the people. As a result, the electorate's numerous problems are worsening and attributed to political leaderships and members' misplaced priorities, directing resources and tax dollars towards destabilization of democratic governments aimed at regime change. The agenda targets nations perceived as adversaries for disagreements with treaties detrimental to national and public interest, such as in Ukraine and Afghanistan. Elsewhere, the political cooperation often rewarded with immunity on treason, corruption, abuse of power, and crimes against humanity. The alienation of people from governance begins on the campaign trail with donations exceeding limits, and the highest bidder receives utmost loyalty from candidates upon being elected to office. The election with voting irregularities, bribes including cash for votes by printing counterfeit notes in democracies is the irony, and often candidates are pre-approved by parallel power to maintain authority on the government. The external influence never ceases and begins even prior to inauguration and subsequently cabinet formation and policy making pertaining to all aspects of governance. Interestingly, former World Bank members and officials are the preferred choice for shadow authority, and the selection process, regardless of political parties, is based on candidates' ability and willingness to be complicit in delivering preconceived agenda. As for the elections, the event is nothing more than catharsis, with overt and covert intrusions denying people authentic representation. In fact, political groups posing as ordinary citizens' representatives are manufactured to discredit genuine voice for people and stifle potential challenges to existing major parties and establishment. Such arrangements prevent average citizens, that is, low and middle class segments, from participation and membership in parliament or state assembly for that matter. Politics reserved for the affluent, famous, and powerful, especially in nations with significant population in abject poverty and remaining citizens facing serious economic woes, contributing to widening gap between the rich and the poor. Yet, the tradition continues, and so does the substantial variation in economic status. The election having been transformed into an extravagant activity due to unrestricted cash flow, enabling money laundering and open allocation of congressional or parliament and state assembly seats to those pledging allegiance to campaign donors and various sources seeking economic, political, and strategic gains. The voters are used to legitimize unlawful authority behind political scene. Accordingly, the price tag is unaffordable to mainstream and elections facilitate economic sector together with special and foreign interests dominance in governance. Besides unethical practices during election, the detrimental pursuits replace national projects, ignoring the violation of public trust in this regard. The worldwide trend is premised on imposing new world order under one government with proposition for surrender of sovereignty, freedom, and individual rights in the name of providing security, sponsoring terrorism, violence, and nefarious operations such as poppy cultivation in Afghanistan and cocoa production in most parts of Latin America, alongside arms sales to diverse groups and dictatorial governments, has claimed many innocent lives, leaving victim nations with death and devastation lasting for generations in the unapologetic environment. The enterprise, with tremendous power in terms of military might, not barring nuclear arsenal, in addition to widespread political and economic representation, conspicuously experiencing failure in the absence of realization and remorse on egregious decisions leading to irreparable consequence affecting all. The unsustainable situation arising from ruinous concept and ideology is nearing end, thus creating opportunity for a new beginning. Importantly, the tolerance to prevalent conditions presumed as endorsement and consent to misuse of position originating from politics, economy, and relevant domains in society. Any threat to contemporary setting is removed with politics-guided assassinations and mistreatment of individuals for expressing concern over lack of transparency and accountability. All three branches of government, the executive, legislative, and judiciary, not excluding federal agencies and institutions like think tanks, are not subject to scrutiny despite their role and functions in governance. The solution to persisting dilemma is republic empowerment, rejecting status quo for real democracy. In this respect, the preliminary step is reclaiming basic rights and setting standards for electoral and political reform, prohibiting private, corporate, and personal finance. The independent investigation on corruption and crimes committed during the term in office and later is imperative to eliminate privileged category and precedents in protecting lawmakers in breach of constitutional oath and law introduced by them. Without checks and balances, the current superficial and static political model is self-defeating and arguably dysfunctional in producing the desirable outcome. Conscientious efforts to change course from the present direction, abandoning negative schemes and strategies for constructive goals, are the only viable option. This is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. We'll be back with the next topic of discussion on the latest development across the globe. Thank you all for your patience and attention. Peace to all. Thank you.